Back now with Day to Day. Soup kitchens across the country are serving up turkey and mashed potatoes today to Americans who cannot afford their own Thanksgiving meal. But federal donations to the country's food banks are down this year, and many private charities are having trouble making up the difference. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith is with us. Stacey, why the federal cutback on donations to food banks?
Well, Alex, every year the U.S. Department of Agriculture sets aside a certain amount of food for the nation's food banks. That's things like canned fruits and vegetables and pasta. Now, that hasn't changed, but there's a supplemental donation the USDA makes. It buys that extra food to keep produce prices up for farmers. It donates most of that money to food banks, too. Because produce prices were so high this year, the amount of food the USDA bought was about half of what it was last year. So food banks have about 10% less food than they did in 2005.
So what's this going to mean for food banks and the people who count on them?
Well, it's a particularly tough year for food banks. Private donations are down because people gave so much to Hurricane Katrina. So food banks not only have less food, a lot of them don't have the money to make up the difference. I talked with Vicky Ascara. She heads up America's Second Harvest. That's a national network of food banks. She told me this shortage could really make the holidays tough for low-income Americans.
Part of the difficulty with the holidays is there's an expectation that you come together with your family and you have something to eat. And the reality is, unless we can pick up the donations, many millions of people will not have food to eat during the holiday season.
The number of people who need help putting food on the table has been growing in many parts of the country, like in cities affected by Katrina. All told, about 35 million Americans struggle to buy food at some point during the year.
So what does the U.S. Department of Agriculture have to say about this?
Well, Alex, I spoke with the USDA, and they stressed that those supplemental donations they give out to food banks are always subject to market conditions, and they always have been. The organization also pointed out it gives millions of pounds of food to food banks every year. That makes up about a quarter of the food that soup kitchens, pantries, and food banks give out. And coming up later on Marketplace, a look at Native American tribes. They're doing better than ever thanks to casino revenue, but not everybody's sharing in the spoils.
Stacey Vanek-Smith of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.